Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app. We're streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. And we're live out here at Barrel House at Bridgestone Arena. The Predators are taking on the St. Louis Blues tonight. Big ol' game for the Predators tonight. 7 games left in the regular season. And joining us now to break down the game tonight and looking ahead to the playoffs is our friend Elliot Friedman from the 32 Thoughts podcast and Sportsnet. Elliot, I have a bone to pick with you.
Uh-oh. What did I do now?
Bring in the heat.
The Predators were on an 18-game point streak. They were riding high. They were feeling great. They were playing like one of the best teams in the National Hockey League. And as soon as we talked with you last week, they went out and had a clunker at Arizona, and they haven't won since.
I blame that on you. Responsibility. I accept responsibility for
this.
Damn
you, Elliot.
I hang my head in shame.
I at least appreciate you accepting that responsibility, but we're going to have to turn things around here tonight against the St. Louis Blues. Elliot, we've had some very nervous and worried and concerned Predators fans that over the last 3 games, you know, a clunker at Arizona, and then they look great against Colorado, but they end up falling 7-4 to Colorado, give up 15 goals in a 2-game streak, 18 goals in a 3-game streak. We have some very concerned Predators fans. But I want to hear it from you. Should Predators fans be concerned about the Predators making the playoffs and the Predators' ability to be competitive in the playoffs?
Well, when Nick, the producer, called me and said there were Predators fans worried they might not make the playoffs, I said, really? Like, people are really worried about that? And he said, oh, yes, there are people worried. And I guess it doesn't take a lot, Carolyn, after riding the wave of 18 in a row with at least a point and no regulation losses to 3 losses in a row, and people are worried. I wouldn't be that worried. Now, obviously, look, like you have a streak like that one, the pendulum is going to swing the other way. It's just sports. That's the way it is. You're going through that right now. And this is a huge game tonight. The one thing that you guys have control over is to beat the team that you have to beat. And tonight, this is a huge one for you. But I still really like your chances. Look, you're 6 points up. You've got the same games played. This will be game number 76 for both of you. Also, the other thing you have to realize is the number one tiebreaker is regulation wins. Coming into tonight, the Predators have 35. The Blues have 29. Mm-hmm. It's like you are in a – they have to beat you outright. I just find it really hard to believe that the Predators, as well as they've played the last 3 months, are going to get into such a situation that they're going to blow a 6-point lead with 7 games to go. I could always be wrong, but I believe too much in what they've done to think that that's going to occur.
I think a lot of Predators fans might be breathing at least a little bit of a sigh of relief. Sometimes you get spoiled on an 18-game point streak that a couple of losses here and there feel like the world is ending. Elliot Friedman, 32 Thoughts and Sportsnet, is with us. Elliot, when you look at this Predators team and you evaluate them and the streak that they went on, and even though they've lost the last 3 games, they looked pretty good while doing it. If you could say that there's one advantage that this Predators team has going into the playoffs, maybe one reason that could push them to the second round of the playoffs, what do you think it would be?
Well, the most important thing in the playoffs is goaltending. You get the saves when it matters, and you guys have a great goalie. So that's number one. Number two, I think that you guys have proven there's a certain way that Andrew Burnett wants you to play, and you guys have done a really good job of doing that. And, you know, if you trust what you do, like the most important thing in a playoff series is things are going to go wrong. It's a best of 7. There's very rare that there's sweeps. It's normally much more than that. So when things go wrong for you, how calm are you and how much do you trust the way you're supposed to play? The way that you played all year, do you get back to that? Do you fall back to that way of playing, or do you completely fall apart and start doing things you're not supposed to do? It's pretty clear to me that the Predators trust the way they've been asked to play, and nobody's done a better job of leading the way than Yossi. Like, he's completely changed the way he, well, I shouldn't say completely, but he's changed a lot of the way that he was asked to play. And it's worked. And I think when people see the captain buying in, they buy in. So number one, I would say, is the goalie. Number two is the trust in what they do. I mean, a lot of it comes down to matchup. Like right now, it looks like the 1-2 seeds are going to be Dallas and Vancouver. You know, the one thing I don't like if it's Dallas, to me, Dallas is the deepest team in the league. From 1 to 20, I think they're the deepest. I think that's a really tough matchup for anyone. Their goalie, Jake Oettinger, hadn't been very good for a lot of this year. He started to heat up. That's going to be a big challenge. And I don't think anyone's going to want to see them in the first round if the goalies are.
We'll talk with Elliot Friedman, 32 Thoughts Podcast. Now, Elliot, with that being said, amongst the teams that we predict that will make the playoffs, where does the Nashville Predators rank in regards to depth? Because that's what is going to basically it's going to boil down to how deep can this Predator team go compared to, say, like a Dallas or a Colorado, because they're going to these are the teams they're going to have to match up with in the first
round.
Well,
you know, they're going to be an underdog in whatever series they go up against. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you look at the standings, it could always happen. You know, it's almost like pick your poison, right, Derek? Like, if you catch Winnipeg, you're playing Colorado. Well, that's not a lot of fun. If you finish first or second wild card, and right now you guys are wild card one, you're getting Dallas and Vancouver. That's not a lot of fun. So no matter what series that you're going to play, you're going to be the underdog. Like, that's just the way it is. The other team is going to be the favorite against you. Now, I think you guys have proven this week you're a lot deeper, or this year, you're a lot deeper than we thought and a lot better than we thought. And the other thing, too, is, Derek, I really believe this, and I'm sure you've played on teams like this before. You get to the playoffs, and it's like house money. You're like, we did not think we were going to be here this year. Like, this is a complete surprise. Like, I guarantee you, if the Predators get in, Andrew Bernat's going to tell them, guys, at the beginning of the year, no one thought we were going to be here. So make sure you enjoy the experience. And sometimes when you are able to play like that, you can play freer. If they weren't going to make the playoffs, it would be a huge disappointment for the Predators and their fans. And I think they're going to make it anyway. But if you, like, how many people who are Predators fans really thought there would be home games in the second or third week of April this year? I bet not very many. And so now you're going to get the opportunity to do it. You're going to put that car out front that you're going to smash with sledgehammers with a Canucks or an Avalanche or a Stars logo on it. And you're going to have a great time. So you're going to be playing a team that has no pressure, and that's you guys. And I think that can be a great thing for a team.
Now, what does it say? Because Barry came on the other day with Jared, and he talked to, but Jared asked him a question, is there a team you'd rather play? And he said, yeah, but he didn't give the team's name out. Typically, you don't see that from coaches, players, and you damn sure don't hear that from GMs.
Yeah.
What do you make of that? Does it take sort of – by him saying something like that, does it take pressure off anyone, or does it add pressure to anyone?
That there's a team that they'd like to play against?
Yeah, but he's not going to say it, but he did.
Well, I think it would, only add pressure if Barry came out and said, give me Vancouver.
Bulletin board material.
Vancouver, we're beating them in five. Yeah, like, then you've got a problem. Or give me Dallas or something like that.
Because you typically don't hear this or see this from GM, from coaches, let alone GM.
Open book,
well,
Barry.
You know, this is the thing. Like, the one thing, like, I listen to Barry's segments on your station, mm-hmm. and the thing that I really respect him on this is like, he gets it. Like, when he's on your station, he's talking to your fans. Like, he's talking to you guys, but he's talking to your fans. And it's very obvious he sees the importance of doing it. So he tries to give a little bit more without giving away anything, and that's what that is. Like Barry's watching this as a coach. He's looking at he's looking at Vancouver, he's looking at Colorado, he's looking at Dallas, and he's saying, this is what we would look like against them, or this is what we. So I sure think that he would look at it and say, I think we've got a better chance against X team than Y or Z. But no, Derek, he's not going to tell you what it is. You know, it's funny, there are people in the hockey world, it's mostly fans. I don't know many executives who agree with this. My coworker on the podcast, Jeff Merrick, wants it really badly. He wants a playoff system where the number one seed has to pick their opponent. And I said, you know, Jeff, that's never going to happen. Who knows? Maybe it does happen someday. But there's, could you imagine, Barry Trotz, Nashville wins the number one seed, walking up to a microphone and say, we're in the first round, we're going to take the St. Louis Blues. He would want no part of that. None. Zero.
Drama. Elliot Friedman is with us. Speaking of drama, Elliot, quite the race in the East right now. You said you love races. Well, you got it with the five teams for two spots, and now Pittsburgh still has a shot, which a couple weeks ago people stopped talking about them other than what a disaster of a season. Now they've got a chance, and the Predators play at the Islanders on Saturday, and they finish the season on Monday. It's not the Penguins' last game. It's their second to last game, but they're in Pittsburgh. So they're going to play a small role in this one way or the other.
Yeah, I mean, Pittsburgh is, it's true. We thought they were dead. We thought they were completely finished. And, I just think it's just a reminder that you can never count that guy out. And, there's a big debate now. We also have to start going over who we're voting for awards. The ballots have to be in before the first playoff game. And, if Crosby gets the Penguins into the playoffs, he's going to get a lot of MVP votes. First of all, he's really led, and it's just a reminder what an incredible professional that he is. Nobody would have blamed him if he had just said, that's it, we're done. But he's just driving. I cannot believe. On one hand, it's a credit to him, and on the other hand, it's a real shot at some of the other teams that had a chance to bury the Penguins, and they didn't do it. And now they're in the race. There's going to be a lot of eyeballs on this game tonight. And I'll say this, if Pittsburgh wins, if Pittsburgh gets in the playoffs, he might be the MVP too. It would be that stunning.
Wow.
I cannot disagree. And it's interesting. We were talking about could it unravel so much that you would even have to, if you're Sidney Crosby and the Penguins mutually deciding, well, maybe it's time to trade the legend. As crazy as that would sound. But now, he keeps you around. So the drama could be there. And meanwhile, the Islanders, maybe give us a sense of where the Islanders are, because they look maybe dead in the water a week and a half ago, and they've surged a little bit to get back in it.
Well, I think the thing, Willie, I know you listen to the pod. You know I'm a big expanded playoff guy. I think they should.
This is another thing. So this is where Merrick gets back at you. He says you're crazy for wanting to expand the playoffs.
Well, I do want to do it because I think it's better for the overall financial health, of the league, and I think it creates more interest. Like more playoffs create more interest, and also, and you would probably know this as much as anything else too. This is a gate-driven league. This is a league that depends more on gates than just about any other league out there, and why would you create a situation where less of your teams would have interest in them? Like, if you don't make the playoffs, then your season tickets goes down, your interest goes down, your TV ratings goes down, everything goes down. So why aren't we creating the best environment to maximize the salary cap? That's my point. Anyway, one of the reasons that people are disagreeing with me over this, and I get it, they're not wrong, is that some of these teams this year, it's been like a turtle derby.
Right. You're saying, and the argument is, why should they really have a chance to play for the Cup? Because they haven't been a great team.
Like, if you take a look at it, Philly, and those are a lot of kids there. Like, they're coming back to earth, and they've opened up the race a bit. But Washington, their goal differential is minus 35. That could be the worst goal differential to make the playoffs in the salary cap era. But they're there. Detroit, they haven't been able to knock it down. The Islanders haven't been able to knock it down. Like, all these teams who've had chance to end each other's chances, they haven't been able to do it. So it's tough to you have to praise Pittsburgh because they came from nowhere to get back in. But all those other teams, you can't really praise them because all they've done, like, all these teams had chance to knock each other out, to say, all right, you're done. But they can't do it. So you can't praise anybody.
Last one for you, Elliot. I have learned about myself that I don't like change very much, so I'm trying to embrace it. And one thing that I've embraced is expanded playoffs. College football did it, and I like the idea of an expanded NHL playoff because I'll take more games that mean something. So I'm with you. I'm pro-expansion, but how realistic of a possibility do you think that is, and what would that timeline look like?
Well, I'll say this. I have fought for it for years, and the commissioner hates it. He just hates it. And there have been people who have tried to get him to change his mind, and he doesn't. He thinks it's terrible. He thinks that the regular season matters. And last year, too, Carolyn, the two teams that missed the playoffs in the East missed by like 20 points. So he's like, look at that. You think those teams deserve to be in the playoffs? However, all of that said, I do think we're not far from expansion. And right now, half the teams get in, 16 of 32. And I've got to think if you do expand, you're going to be looking at expansion of playoffs. I just don't think they'll go to a place where less than 50% of teams can make the playoffs.
Elliot Friedman, you are the very best. Appreciate your time and always appreciate your insight. And we'll catch up with you next week, hoping that this visit with you this week turns the Preds' bad fortune around.
Okay, because I don't need another week of feeling shame, so I really hope so, too.
And we will do what we have to do, Elliot. We, you know, it's not fun to do, but we have to do
it. We shame you.
Yeah, okay, I look forward to it. I'm a glutton for punishment.
All right, appreciate you,
like
Elliot.
The goalie in Slapshot. Two minutes, feel shame.
All right, appreciate you, Elliot. Thanks for stopping by.